It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
It's brought to you by Frost Farms in Town Hill, and Frosty's here this morning, and the roads you said were fine, you think?
Yep, roads in Lemoyne getting here were just a little wet, so that's a good news.
Good news.
All right. Well, we talked about this last week. We hinted that we'd be talking about our furry little friends, the critters that like to invade and cause problems. So my problem is I'm pretty sure I have a groundhog. I've got this softball-sized hole under my shed, and on the other side of my shed, something is eaten through the lower rotted siding and another softball-sized hole. I put have-a-heart traps out. They end up getting shut with nothing in it. I've got a half an apple sliced. What do I do?
Sounds like you got some real competition
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's really giving me a run for my money. What is out there that can help? But I don't want to hurt it if I don't want to, make it stick. But.
Right. Well, generally, a lot of people do trap them and then relocate it.
Right. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yep. Don't bring it to your mother-in-law's house. So. Yeah. But a lot of people trap and relocate. You can also kind of expose the hole a little bit more.
Dig it out a bit?
Yeah, they're shy creatures, so that might say to them, go dig a hole. Maybe in your neighbor's yard instead of yours. But and fencing your garden is always a good idea. A lot of us have deer problems and things like that too, so fencing it always works well. And then there are sprays and granular deterrents out there that you can put down, like hot pepper wax and things like that aren't going to hurt, like, say, veggies or any of your plants, but we'll kind of just keep them away.
Oh, like when you said a hot pepper spray?
Yeah, yep, there's a hot pepper spray. And there are some that have, animal urine in them, too, that kind of deters not only groundhogs, but
what
skunks.
About me? Can I go out there and pee on the hole?
You certainly can. I don't know what your neighbors will think of that, Paul, but,
Remember, people have cameras.
But that is an old-fashioned way of doing it. So
sometimes
go back to the, things that work.
I'll just sneak out at midnight.
Yeah, I know.
And what about the creatures that you want to attract to your yard, like butterflies and things?
Yeah, yep. There's some great ways to do that, too. And at Frost Farms, we've got lots of nesting boxes, hummingbird feeders, butterfly habitats, solitary beehives. So we've got a great selection of things to help attract good critters.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you. And I will try some of these things.
Yes. Yeah. Good luck.
All right. Thank you. And that's the Frost Report this morning, brought to you by Frost Farms in Town Hill.